Biodiversity in the High Country. The High Country supports a high level of biodiversity. Plants and animals have developed a range of adaptations to allow them to survive in this harsh environment. A unique environment. Generally, the High Country has a dry climate and is often hot and windswept, as northwesterlies cause rain to fall on the southern Alps, creating a rain shadow over the eastern grasslands of the Mackenzie Country. Because much of the land lies above 700 metres, it is also frequently cold. From daylight to nightfall, the temperature can drop from baking hot to freezing. In winter, snow covers the mountains and many lakes freeze, while sheltered slopes and valley floors experience hoar frosts. Old High Country forests. Before human arrival, much of the High Country was forest. Māori traditional knowledge speaks of tamatia pokai whenua, striding the land, and warming it by lighting fires of possession. Oral histories say early Māori settlers burnt large areas of Otago and Canterbury to drive out moa, which were killed as they sought to escape. Charred stumps and fallen logs are still found on some tussock slopes, and a few forest remnants still exist and gullies which have escaped burning. When grazing ceases, tussock grasslands recover and succession back to dry forest begins. This recovery of vegetation helps provide habitat and improves water management. Tussock lands. Before European settlement, vegetation in the High Country was mostly tussock, ranging from red tussock in wetter areas to waist-high snowgrass on the mountainsides. Small shrubby plants including hebes, heaths and many smaller species grew among the tussocks. Higher up, herb fields and cushion plants grew. Some of the low-spreading shrubs can be 200 to 300 years old, and the Rowlea daisy, or vegetable sheep, even older. Repeated burning of tussock to stimulate young growth for extensive farming has reduced fertility and increased soil erosion. Fire has removed the protection of many of the remaining beech forests on the mountainsides. What other human activities could damage tussock lands? Insect life. A huge range of insects live in the High Country, including alpine butterflies, day-flying moths, even alpine wetter, that survive freezing conditions with a natural antifreeze in their blood. Lizards. The High Country has a large variety of skinks and geckos, often found only in small local areas. Visit this year's Wetland Biodiversity Field Trip to find out more about lizards and other animals found in the High Country. Birds. A range of birds, some endangered or threatened, live in the High Country or migrate there to breed. These include native falcons, riverbed nesting birds such as the ribel, oyster catcher, dotterel, black stilt and black-fronted tern. Mountain birds such as kea and rock wren. High Country wetland birds such as crested grebe, scaup, shoveler, grey duck, grey teal, paradise shell duck, Australasian bittern, Australian coot and marsh crake. Choose a plant or animal which lives in the Mackenzie Country and find out more about it.